That man's speaker, please recognize Representative Blackwell for CCR for Senate Bill 244.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 244 by Johnson of the Senate and Blackwell of the House, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Representative Blackwell, you're recognized to explain the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the Motor Vehicle Commission is the watchdog agency that can suspend or revoke license for new car dealers should you get cheated, lied to, or swindled. They face running out of money with the closing down of many dealerships in the area. They've asked to increase their fees that they pay to be able to stay open. It has also been approved by the Consumer Advocate Automobile Association. We'll be glad to answer questions.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Blackwell, was this bill originally a tax credit bill?
I'm not sure.
Follow up, you recognize?
I believe it was, Mr. Speaker, if I've got the right bill, so I'm going to question the germaneness, although I don't have the original engrossed copy, but I have in my notes that this was a tax credit bill originally, so if we might pause to check that, just to be sure we're abiding by our rules.
House Senators. Representative Blackwell, for what purpose?
Once again, for a question of what rule is he challenging, since this is a Senate bill and the Senate bill does not have a germaneness rule.
Representative Reynolds, can you state the rule?
Well, I'm not in the Senate, so I'm not challenging what the Senate's doing. I'm challenging what the House is doing, and it says the House shall not consider CCRs if they were not germane.
And what rule are you citing there, please?
I'll be happy to find it. We cited it earlier in the day, so if you'll bear with me for just a moment.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Reynolds?
I believe this would be the appropriate rule. A conference committee report shall not be considered by the House only when a majority of both the House and the Senate members of the committee had signed the report. The House shall consider the report only if it is limited to matters germane to the bill.
And that's
or
number
7.15, what we dealt with earlier today.
Thank you. Representative Blackwell.
Floor leader has advised me he's made some promises on time. Could we lay the bill over and pick it up tomorrow at this point?
We can, Mr. Floor Leader. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I believe that's out of order. I believe I've asked for a ruling from the chair on the germaneness of this bill, and I believe I deserve that ruling, whether we lay the bill over after that ruling's made or not.
Representative Reynolds, there's no requirement that the chair make the ruling at this time. It would be the first order of business when we took the bill back up. The chair would have to make the ruling at that point, but there's no requirement that we can't lay it over. When we come back to it, the first order of business will have to be the ruling of the chair. You're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I suppose there's no requirement that a ruling is ever made. I don't know. I don't know, but I do know that while y'all were conferring, there wasn't supposed to be any additional input other than from the floor leader. It didn't come from the floor leader. It came from someone else. And I know they were trying to be helpful, but it was a violation of our rules. The parliamentarian and the speaker, I asked for a ruling, and there wasn't supposed to be any intervening action during
that
time.
Nor was there, Representative Reynolds. The presiding officer had no contact with anyone other than the parliamentarian. It's the prerogative of the chair when the ruling would be made. Mr. Fuller?